where a lot of people dodged a bullet and a potential harm is when people lined up in stadiums or outside and had these vaccination clinics, these vials weren't kept cold, and those fats turned into a glob of mush and the RNA broke down into nothing. So you got a shot of mush, which you're lucky, very lucky, because it wasn't kept cold. And so the other thing too is each vial from different lots is not the same concentration. When you stir lipid nanoparticles, polyethylene glycol, and mRNA sequences, you can't agitate it quickly. But when that happens, the lipids kind of float to the top. Now you have thousands of vials going across an assembly line, spitting out the content. And the first couple thousand vials get a very dilute solution. You're not getting a lot of dose of mRNA or lipid. But then at the end of that batch, now you have some very concentrated lipid and mRNA. So in each manufacturing run of this very poor manufacturing process, which has lots of debris and lots of vials and all these heebie-jeebies and creepy things, are mostly manufacturing debris. And that's, again, what some of the mass spec we've looked at has shown. You know, it's from stainless steel vats, it's from aluminum seals, it's from gaskets, et cetera, it's from crushed glass. A good manufacturing process in a drug development process takes years, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years until you have a product pure enough that you can repeat every single time that it comes off the line that it's the same thing. You saw in that early European Medicine Agency last year, 50% pure. It's supposed to be a 99%+ pure product. That tells you everything you need to know right there. As a pathologist, having looked at a lot of these, the more we look at, it's bad manufacturing. But a lot of people are lucky because of that.